Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you. And so today's topic is an interesting one, and you'll understand why I had to do this video. So the video is titled, Do Not Buy Steroids or PEDs Without Knowing How to Use Them First. I'll explain. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there watching and supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. The support, it is absolutely amazing and humbling. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment. Any interaction with the channel, it helps the channel to grow, and it allows me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. Now, today's video is sponsored by letsgetchecked.com. Letsgetchecked.com specializes in at-home blood testing. All you have to do is go to the website, pick out whatever test that you want out of their huge catalog. They've got it all for men and women, wellness, hormonal, sexual health. Check them out. Order your test. They're going to ship you your kit in the mail. All you have to do is register the kit online, provide your sample, ship it back. You're going to get results extremely fast. They're going to notify you by email. They've got doctors and nurses there to answer any questions or concerns that you might have. So check them out. Letsgetchecked.com coupon code Jamelli30 is going to save you 30% off your entire order. Okay, look, I know by the title that many of you are going to comment or say, is this not the most logical or just common sense thing? And you know what? If it was, I wouldn't be making this video. I actually had to make this video because this has happened so frequently the past, especially like month or two. It's always happened. Okay, this has always happened. It's always gonna happen. I'm gonna go over reasons why. But I am so disturbed by how much this has been coming up, and I've been getting emails and questions and YouTube comments, social media messages, forum messages that have to do with this. Now, the difference between me now and 5-6 years ago is I would sit up here and lecture and talk like everybody's parent and dictator, and I am not going to do that, but I am going to tell you why this is so troubling. And like I said, this should be the most commonsensical thing ever. Look, you should never buy really anything before you know how to use it, or you know what it entails, or the facts on it, or you know, I can't imagine myself, I guess, here going and buying really anything, a TV, an electronic, without researching it and seeing if it's got what I need or what the reviews are, what the ratings are. I mean, the electronics is just an example. It's just like anything. I don't buy a pair of shoes just because it's a pair of shoes. I want to see it. I want to know, you know, what the different colorways are, the story behind it, the materials that are used. I want to know all about it, you know. And it's just like if you order clothes online, you probably want to check the material. You want to check the size. You want to know the brand so you know how it fits you. My point is, you would think that when you have something as serious as a steroid, a SARM, a peptide, even a supplement, that you would, A, know what in the actual, and excuse my language, the actual fuck that you are buying or using. Two, you would want to know, what's it going to do to me? You know, what are the side effects that this could cause on me? What do I need to do to protect myself? Should I even use this? And three, when you buy something with no concept of any of this, how on the planet Earth could you A, be prepared to deal with side effects that are possible, B, know how to address them, C, what if you don't have the things that you need to address them and you can't find them anywhere? I mean, I could literally go down to Z on the problems here and the commonsensical things here. And I even beyond that, let's just say, let's make up an example here that you're the guy at the gym that's looking for steroids, or you're seeing all these huge guys in here, you're overhearing conversations, or somebody offers them to you and starts feeding you some kind of nonsensical whatever they want to spiel to sell them to you, or because they just don't know what the hell they're talking about. How dangerous is that? Pretty bad. What if you have this random guy at the gym who's selling you some bullshit? How would you know? How would you have any clue? So if you're not searching around to find out what it is that you're running, if what so-and-so is telling you is even accurate, or what you assume or what you hear, if you don't do the proper research on that, you don't do the proper research on what you're getting, where it's coming from, the credibility of the source, the quality of the product, what sorts of problems do you think could happen? I would say some life-altering ones on bad, you know, bad case scenarios. Good case scenario, you get ripped off. You buy some misdosed product, or you don't really get what you pay for. You pay way too much. Maybe you get through the cycle. Hopefully, you know, the dealer, the pusher man, provides you some sort of post-cycle therapy advice. But in my experiences, from what I get emailed and heard, I mean, the things that I hear on a daily basis, I just bought this. What do I do? I literally don't know how to respond to that, because my response generally, if you write me and ask me that, I'm going to try to be as non-prickish as possible, but that is very difficult. I have to be extremely stoned to not be an absolute cock for a response to that, because I'm sitting here going, holy shit, how could anybody be so nonsensical? And sometimes I just sit and laugh because I can't believe it. I'm shocked. I'm in utter shock. But you know what? I stopped being shocked, because it's just the way that some people are wired. Unfortunately, it's a lot more than others. Do not. This is not me being any sort of anything but a commonsensical friend. Do not buy steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, supplements, or anything else that you do not know how to use, do not know where it comes from, do not know how to take, do not know side effects, etc. If that is not one of the most logical things possible, then I would just, this is just friendly advice, I would recommend possibly seeing somebody for some help. Because I can't think of any other reason how that could go over anybody's head. Learn, understand, and know what you're using before you buy it. I am one of the nicest, friendliest people out there. But if you write me with something like that, I'm not going to answer that question in any sort of good way. In any way, the best thing for me to do is just delete it. But I hate not answering questions when people ask. Just sometimes think about the things that you say, write, or ask before you send them, and how nonsensical they may be, and what you would say to your son or daughter, or somebody that you cared about, your wife, your husband, whatever, if they came to you and said something like that, and what your reply would be. And think about that first before you do or say anything, and it might help save you a lot of trouble. That being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.